Harlequin Romantic Suspense and Harper Audio present Colton's Dangerous Cover by Lisa Childs, performed by Tanya Eby. Dear reader, I am thrilled and honored to be part of the Colton's of Owl Creek continuity series. My book, Colton's Dangerous Cover, is the second in the series. With things definitely heating up in Owl Creek between Detective Fletcher Colton and DJ Kiki Shelton. But of course, their relationship is just a cover to catch a serial attacker. Or is it? I loved writing this book. While I've written about a lot of officers of the law over the years, this is my first time writing about a DJ. This is probably because I have no musical ability myself. Per my elementary school music teacher, I am definitely tone deaf. When tested on which musical instrument I should play, I was told, no, just no. While I can't tell which note is which, I do love music and dancing, so writing Kiki's character was a joy. I also enjoyed writing about the puppy she's fostering for Crosswind's training. Fancy, the little shepherd mix, reminded me so much of the shepherd mix dogs my family had while I was growing up. They were all loving, loyal, protective, and so very smart. And as always, Colton books are about family. Those sibling and cousin connections I know so well because I have so many of both. Hopefully, you'll enjoy reading my contribution to the continuity as much as I enjoyed writing it. Happy reading. Lisa Childs. With great appreciation for the talented authors also contributing to this Colton continuity, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Chapter 1. The music was loud, even in the alley, pulsating, throbbing. It was alive, like the rage burning inside the slasher. After the third assault a couple of years ago, that was what the media had named the attacker, the slasher. The slasher smiled, enjoying the name and the attention. That attention was finally being paid for the right reason, for the power, not the weakness. This was all about taking power back, about taking it away from them. He would have found the note by now, the invitation for this tryst in the alley. He wouldn't know for certain who'd left it for him, but he would think he was going to get lucky. He had no idea. A door creaked open, letting some light and louder music seep into the alley.
"Hello?" a man's voice called out. "Are you out here?"
Still deep in the shadows, the slasher called out in a husky whisper, "Over here." The guy chuckled, low in his throat, and stumbled away from the door, letting it click closed behind him. Darkness enveloped the area again, but for a thin sliver of moonlight slicing between the tall buildings on either side of the alley, that thin sliver provided just enough light for the slasher to see the victim, and for there to be a glint off the sharp blade as the slasher swung the knife toward the head of the next victim. Fletcher Colton was dealing with his last case with Salt Lake City PD before he would head home to Owl Creek, Idaho. It was another slasher case. He hoped this job wouldn't cause him to postpone his start date for the position he'd accepted with Owl Creek PD as lead detective. This case was getting a little personal for him. This was the second time the slasher had struck in Salt Lake City. Fletcher hadn't worked the first case. He'd already been working a homicide, which had taken priority over an assault. So far, the slasher hadn't killed anyone. But the wounds across the victim's face and chest were so deep that the man was going to have to spend some time in the hospital while they healed to make sure they didn't get infected. These wounds were even deeper than the ones the last victim had received. The violence seemed to be escalating. So it was just a matter of time before someone died, Fletcher thought. And even if they didn't, the slasher's victims were going to be scarred for life, physically and mentally as well. The slasher had to be stopped. These two cases in
sample complete. Ready to continue?